Boker Tov, today's daf is the Durm Daf Memhei, one of the shortest plot in the Masechta, the Durm Daf Memhei. But as Rabbi pointed out, it's a short daf because there's an extremely long amount to run. We're going to quickly, we already read through yesterday, Memhei Amin Aleph. Let's get our bearings. We finished the fourth perek again. Let's get our bearings and go over the last Gemaras leading up to Memhei, and then we'll start the new perek, Perek HaShutfin, the fifth perek as well, Mr. Shem. So just to go over outside, just to recalculate the whole cheshbon, what's going on over here. We had the Mishnah that said that if a person has a neder, Reuven cannot give benefit to Shimon, and he wants to then give something to Shimon. The Mishnah's example is Ein Lemayechel, Shimon doesn't have what to eat. So we give a few examples of the Mishnah of how he can circumvent, we'll call it the neder. One is Reuven goes to the Chenveni that he has a relationship with, he gives him a hint. That's the simple reading of the Mishnah. We said it could be, he can even tell him directly, according to some, depending on the scenario, whether he said Nechasai or from me, but let's not overcomplicate it. He goes to the Chemveni and he says, I want to help so-and-so out, or so-and-so doesn't have what to eat, and I have an ender against him. What should I do? Chemveni gets the hint. He goes and gives the Shimon what he needs, Shimon the food, and then he goes and collects from Reuven. Sam and Dan can work for other services around his house, building his house, building his fence, and so on and so forth. That was the number one of the Mishnah. Number two of the Mishnah was that it was case number one of the Mishnah of circumventing. There were cases before that, but case number one about circumventing. Case number two was these Mahalach Baderech, and Reuven and Shimon are going, and Reuven wants to give Shimon something to eat, and he can't give it to him directly. Levi's there. Reuven gives it to Levi, and Shimon will take it from Levi. Case number three is that Reuven goes, the last case of the Mishnah, and there is no Levi around. So Reuven goes, and he's mafkirith, and puts it down on a stone, on a rock, or on a fence, and Shimon goes, and is kindit from Efker. And Rabbeisi argues, says, I don't like that. And the question was Rabbeisi arguing only the last case? Was he arguing on all the cases? And it really boils down to what's the pshat in Rabbeisi. So we had two pshat in Rabbeisi. Machlekes, Rabbi Yechon and Ula. Rabbi Yechon held, and Rava, sorry. Rabbi Yechon held that pshat in Rabbeisi is that alumnus, that hefker, when I'm after something, it remains in my domain until the other person goes and is kainit. It's like, and therefore, it's tantamount to a matana. When I have a matana, I give a person a matana, the item is mine until I give it to him, and it's his. It goes directly from me to him. Simple. Hefker also essentially works that way according to Rabbeisi. It remains by me until Yenim is kainit. Then it's again hefker means he's allowed to go be kainit. But when he's kainit, he's being kainit from me, not from ownerless, but from me. So that's Rabbeisi, and therefore it's a problem. That's why Rabbeisi argues, says Rabbi Yechonon, and holds Reuven can't be mafker to put on a stone or put on a fence and have Shimon be kainit. It's a problem. But according to this understanding in Rabbeisi, in the middle case where he's giving it to Levi first, then it's fine because there was someone else in between. It wasn't directly from Reuven to Shimon. That is understanding number one in Rabbeisi. Comes along, Ravi asks questions, the Rabbi asks questions on Reuven's Peshat. Ravi introduces another Peshat. Simply, it's Xerah. It's a xera that we're going to have fake matanas. You're not really going to mean to be mafkirt. You're not really going to mean to give it, in our example, from Reuven to Levi to Shimon. Really, you're just trying to give it to Shimon. And, for example, if Levi goes and wants to use it for something else, Reuven's going to say, no, I want you to give it to Shimon. That means you didn't really give it to Levi. That means it was just for this purpose. Like the story of Beis Chayrin, which is coming up in a couple of bot. So, Rava says, Rabbi Yasi held, it's a xera. And according to this, Chayrin Beis Chayrin, we're arguing on the last two cases in the Mishnah, that both cases are no good because of Xerah. So, Tumalchim and Rabbeisi, either it's alumnus now, Efka works, or it's a Xerah. Our whole Gemara yesterday was really focused on the Mahalach, like Rabbi Yechanan, that Rabbeisi, even though the Gemara has kashas on it, that Rabbeisi holds it's Hefker does not take it out of my domain. It just makes it mutter for others to be kind of, but they're being kind of directly from me. And the Gemara then went into a conversation, again, go over outside, really, yesterday's Alman, yesterday's Oldaf, very short. The Gemara brought a Bryce, which seems to be a stira. The Bryce in the first line says, up to 72 hours, the first 3 days of Hefker, it's not really Hefker. But afterwards, it's Hefker and you can't be Chayzer. The fact that you cannot be Chayzer are words that don't shim with Rabbeisi. According to Rabbeisi, it's always by me until you kind it. So at any time, I should be Chayzer until someone's kind it. The fact that you can't be Chayzer doesn't seem to be like Rabbeisi. The Sefer says, if you make a Hefker Lazman, you can be Chayzer, but it sounds like, if you make a Hefker for a week, a month, a year, Shemitah, you could be Chayzer. That sounds like a Rabbeisi, that you are able to be Chayzer within Hefker. And the Mara asks, Reisha, Rabbanan, Sefer, Rabbeisi, and we had two answers, Ula and Rish Lakish. Ula answered, they're both Rabbanan. They're both abundant. And really, when you make a hefker, you can't be chayzer. And that's Peshat the Reisha. 72 hours is Tamat Takana, but you normally you can't be chayzer. And the Sefer says you could be chayzer because since he made it a limited hefker, a week, a month, even a Shemitah, but since he put a limit on it, people putting a limit on the hefker means also they're putting other limits. We say he also put a limit that it's by him till someone's kind. So really, it goes like they're abundant, but that's a unique type of hefker. Reish Lakish says no. It all goes like a Rabbeisi. It all goes like a Rabbeisi that really, hefker Hefker is by me, and really I should be able to be Chayzer, and even the Reisha, I should be able to be Chayzer, Navas v'Mesakin, that if we allow you to be Chayzer, no matter what, people are going to forget the halacha that Hefker is mafkia from the obligation of Meiser, and they confuse the status of Meiser, of this item, Darabonon, the Reisa, and therefore the Rabbanon established that there's a concept called Hefker, that you cannot be Chayzer, even though you really can, you cannot be Chayzer, in order to make it that people will recognize this concept of Hefker take away from Meiser, and they make him take Meiser from this on this alone, in order not to have any mess-ups with Dreisa's Rabbanon. Okay. So the Gemara then asked, this is where we left off yesterday, the Gemara then asked, there's a price that says, famous price that comes up half a dozen times in Shas, Hamafkir Karma, a person's Mafkir's Karma's vineyard at night. Vihishkim, and he wakes up in the morning, Ubatz, right, and he prunes it, so he reacquires it. He's Chayiv, imperate, in Eilas, in Shichapay, he's Chayiv in all the regular dinim Manas of the field, Matanas the field, but he's not Chayiv, he's Pater Meiser. And our question is, Bishlam, according to the Chachamim, according to Rabbanan, so really, let's say better, according to Ula, who made the last price to be Oleg the Chamim, this price is also the Chamim. And the Chamim say, Hefker's Hefker, and it's out of your domain. Are you crane it back? Okay, so it's a new Kenyan. That's why you put from Hefker. But according to Abiyasi, when you Mafker it, it's not really out of your domain until someone else is crane it. He was Mafker's item at night. He went and took it back by day. When he took it back by day, all he's really doing is retracting his Hefker. So the Chari never left his choice. So why is there a Pater for Meiser? How is Abiyasi going to learn this price? That was the question. According to Reish Lakish, who wants to make the other Brisa all be like a Brisa, how is he going to learn the Brisa of Mafka Kamai? That was the first question. We gave one answer yesterday, and what was that? I mean, we read through both, because we read through Tezaman. But the first answer we gave yesterday was, on Memdala Veis, that Enachanami, even Reish Lakish agrees, this most recent Brisa is like is not like a Brisa, it's like the Chamim. The older Brisa still could be all like a Brisa. This most recent Brisa must be like the Chamim, not like a Brisa. Ibai Seema, back inside the Gemara now, top of Mevei Menafer, she can read inside. We're going to read this all yesterday, but we're going to chaz over and speak out a little bit. Ibai Seema, had the Afkre Bape train, for had the Afkre Bape Tlosa. There's a difference between when he's Mafkir in the presence of two, or when he's Mafkir in the presence of three. Dam Rabbi Yechon, Mishab Shabbat Yitzadak, called Mafkir Bape Shosha, Havi Hefker. When you Mafkir for the three, that's Hefker. If you're Shtayim, love Hefker. When you Mafkir for the two, that's not Hefker. So we're qualifying now, we're basically held. This that we said in Rabbi, that when you Mafkir, it stays by you until someone's kainet. But it's by you, it depends on the case. That's when he's Mafkir in the presence of less than three, two or less. He's mafkir in the presence of two. It's not the same level of hefker. It's hefker enough, apparently, even in this first shita, it's hefker enough that someone else can go and be kainit, but it's not mamish ownerless because he didn't do it in front of a apetlasa. Apetlasa not pateras bezdin. Apetlasa just goes in front of three people. It makes it, the Ran's lashon is av shemilsa. It makes it like pronounced. It's famous. Everyone knows about it. It's a real hefker. When you have three, that's a real hefker. And even according to RBIC, it's not just that Yenim could be kind of my item. It's not mine anymore. It's ownerless. It's out of my domain. Iber Beis would agree. And that's this Mishnah. Hamafkir Karmai in the evening. And the morning he gets up and he's baitzer it. We're talking about a case where he's Mafkir Pa'apit Lasa. And therefore it's a full-fledged Hefker, even going to RBIC, and it's going to be Pater from Meiser. It'll be Pater from Meiser. That is how Reish Lakish will learn. That is how Reish Lakish will learn how Rabbeisi can be the author of the Barisa of Mafkir Kamei because you did it by Apitlasa. Whereas when Rabbeisi said, we said earlier, Rabbeisi, that you're still in possession of the item, even when you Mafkir it, until someone else is kainit, that's when you Mafkir in the presence of less than three. It doesn't have the same level of Hefker, and therefore it's yours till they're kainit. The Ran goes on to explain, the Ran's Meirich, and he says that when you do it in front of three, it's by Apitlasa, it's a real Hefker. We find this idea of Avshemilsa as an example by Melacha, by Sithrings and Shabbos. Certain things in Shabbos, even if there's Eifin that you can do better. But, for example, the modern day example could be, let's say a person has a washing machine it was on from before Shabbos, right? Or the help decides on their own, they do the laundry, it's their chayas, they can do it Sunday, they can do it Friday, they want to choose to do it on their own. So, if it's Avshem Milsa that in your house, and there's a washing machine running, that's a problem of Avshem Milsa, even though you didn't tell them to do it. They don't want to be, you didn't tell them to do it. You're perfectly fine if they do it Sunday, Monday. You don't care if they do it on Shabbos. They're bored, they're choosing to do it on Shabbos because they can't do other stuff, they want to do it. It's a problem. One of the main issues is Avshem Milsa, something making noise. Other things that you could do, Ayidei Gai, typically as an example, or Bisman Azeh, Ayidei a timer. Ayidei a timer. Could be concerns of Avshem Milsa, discussion about watering one's grass. Most people, Bisman Azeh, the grass, I wouldn't say most people, but many people have sprinkler systems and they're on timers. So and it's well known, it's well documented. So some places talk say because that's mutter, it's not, maybe shouldn't. Chatzkilan Shabbos, but it's going by itself. Everyone knows it goes by itself. It's nothing you're doing. But the concern, separate from the Maris Ayin of you scheduling it for Shabbos is it's something which is afshemilsa. Whether or not you schedule it, it's afshemilsa. It's noticeable. It's out there. It's very clear. That's the idea of afshemilsa. So over here, by hefker, afshemilsa, another, maybe a better example I should have used, is lashon hara. By lashon hara, something that was already spoken about in public, bape plasa, has different leniencies. Again, Chavos Chaim is still a machber that you're not supposed to be a spreader of lashon hara, but it doesn't have the same din of lashon hara because once it's out there, ba'ape tlasa was announced in a public forum, it's considered public news already, and it doesn't have the same necessarily the same exact dinim as regular lashon hara. Again, Chavos Chaim says it's not a license. People mistake it as a big license, not a license. But again, it's the idea of afshemilsa. So to the Gabi hefker, we're saying afshemilsa is the real hefker, and even there, Rabbi Yossi would agree that it's fully hefker. Even meaning it's out of his domain, it's ownerless even before the other guy's kaina. Fine. That is the shita of Rav Shimon Yitzchak that you need three for hefker, but it sounds like you need three for real hefker even on the rishtik level. Comes along the Gemara, Rav Shimon Levi Amar, no, Dvar Torah Filu Be'echad. Even with one person present, it's hefker. You don't need three on a derisa level. It's practical advice. The Chachamim give practical advice that in order to have one person available for the to be kaina and two people to be able to testify, we saw the hefker, the mafker being mafkered, and this guy being kaina, so that's witnesses. So that's why it's good to have a setup of three in order to have proper hefker and proper witnessing testimony about the new kinyan from the hefker. But make her a din. You don't need three. Now the lashon of Rav Shimon Levi is dvar Torah afilu be'echad, even one's enough. But it's a good idea to have three. Midrabanan, it's great to teva, but you don't need three. Midrash Torah, even one is enough. What does Rav Shimon Levi mean? Does he mean you dafka need one? What about Ben Elamatzma? Can a person go, very relevant, Erev Pesach wants to be about those comments? He says, I'm making hefker. No one's around. Could a person go be mafker by himself? Was be'echad? Well, the shaila could be, does be'echad mean even afilu be'atzmai? Or does Be'echad mean, no, with one other person, has to be at least one other person present, that is a machlokes in the Rishonim. Whether it means you need to have at least one, or it works even without anyone present, that is a machlokes, kesmishus medayik in the Rambam, that Be'nelev and Atzma is not good. There needs to be at least one other person present, that's a deek the kesmishna has from Rambam. However, Rush over here says, no, even Be'nelev Atzma is good, you don't need to have anyone else present. Now the Ran brings that we pass like Rav Shimon Levi. We pass like Rav Shimon Levi that Dvar Torah Hefker either Befe'atzma according to the Rush or Befe'in one other person according to the Rambam works, but Midrabanan you need three. So ask the Rishonim, we touched on this question the other day already, but so Lamaisa Midrabanan you need three. So go back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you have Mehalach Mederech and it's only Reuven and Shimon there, and Reuven cannot give benefit to Shimon, and Shimon needs Eilam Ayachal. Reuven could put it down on a rock or an offense, and say this is hefker, declared hefker, and Shimon could partake. What do you mean? You're right, divide Torah that works. But with Darabanan, you said you need three. So how's the Mishnah giving you Eitza, who shoves a shim with the Darabanan? Bomb, obvious question. Shritva says, and Hanami, this is the answer we've given already yesterday, 2 days ago, that even though Me'ekar Din, Midrabanan, you need three, it's the Darabanan. And Mishas Atchak, Darabanan were Machmer, they built into the original Takana, they should always have three. By a hefker, they built in that when you're in any shasat chak, a precarious situation, you don't need three. You can be semech, I mean, mafkir, even without three. That's the simple answer. Machan Frank wants to suggest a more, quote, lamdish answer. At there's a chiluk between karka and metalplin. This that we say that you need three for a hefker is only by karka. Karka is a much more difficult transaction. Karka, we know that if a person has a chazaka being on the land, it's his until you have to be much stronger proof. Otherwise, that's not his, right? Once he's been there for 3 years, right? If he's right, you have to bring proper shtaris and everything. Otherwise, it belongs to him. By even though right now someone else is muxik on the land, but this guy's been the muxik for the past 5 years before that. The guy's muxik right now. Get him out of here. By metalkalin. If someone's holding something, it's because look at that it's his. Says the Machan Ephraim that Legabi Hefker also could be have a chilek. Now when it comes to karka, that's when you need a hefker b'apiklasa. But when it comes to metalklin, you never need apiklasa. And Amish was talking about metalklin, so my food, whatever it was, he's putting it down on anything he could put down on a rock. We could put that on the fence. Obviously metalklin, but metalklin, you never need apiklasa. It was only gabi karka that we discussed in apiklasa. That's the Machan Ephraim's chilek had an answer that we hold. You need three, yet the Mishnah gives the answer without having three. Terence says Mishnah by metalklin, and this 73 was dafka by karka. The Neid Behuda has a chakira in Madura Tanyana in Simon Kuf Nun Dalad that hefker b'miktzis. When a person is mafker something b'miktzis, how does that work? Is it what are the mechanics? Meaning, we have Beisil Sheet that says hefker laniyim is not hefker. quoted the best. Beis Hillel holds hefker laanim is not hefker. It's got to be hefker both laanim and lashim. Hefker just for laanim for a certain subsect. Hefker is not hefker. Now, if you do most of the time to that, you have to qualify those words very much. Don't read it at face value. Hefker laanim, it doesn't work only when you mafker stam and there's no laanim present. So you mafker stam, no one's present, and you say I'm only be mafker for this type of group, for this subsect, doesn't work. But if there are laanim present, then avada hefker even only laanim is going to work. And one of the rayas he brings is our Gemara, because our Gemara says that hefker b'fnei shayim works. Now it's clear the way we explain our Gemara that hefker b'fnei shayisha is avshamilsa. It's a clear. We should maybe read the right inside, but the lashon is it's a clear hefker lakol. He's being mafkirit without any strings attached. When you mafkir not b'fnei shayisha, it resembles a case where you're being mafkir only to a certain group, the same way you don't have avshamilsa, so it's not really known to all. If it's not known to all, it's for all intents and purposes, it's not really hefker to all. Now you can say it's a pretty technical difference. Over there, it's hefker, they just don't know about it. But it's limiting in the hefker, really. It's not really, it should be similar to a case where you weren't mafkir to all, and yet it works. The teretz is, because as long as you're mafkir to the people in front of you, that also works, even if it's not everybody. So the Yehuda wants to be magdir, in Beis Hillel, it says hefker to Aniyam alone, or to Ashirim alone, whatever, it's unusual, but theoretically, you have to one group alone, not to anyone, it's Ashirim, whatever the group is, would we say it doesn't work, according to Basil, it just means when they're not in front of us. But if they'd be in front of us, it would work, just like being half mafk in front of less than three people, where it works for the people that are present, even though people are present, aren't even going to hear about it, and don't know about it, is Raya is from Al Gemara, he proposed that's a Shtark Raya. He also brings a Magen Avraham, the guy being mafk chametz, to a guy, that there could be a concept where a person mafk chametz a guy, and some of the yid comes and tries to be kind of it. And he can say, no, it was mafk to you, and it works. Why? Because mafkir to guy does work. The Magen Avraham says that he was mafkir only for the guy. He was mafkir for yid. The reason why he's mafkir for the guy is because he has a plan to get it back for the guy after Yom Tov, like we do with Archam. We sell, in this case, was hefker as opposed to selling. But the same idea, the halacha is, it could work. It's not a steer to hefker. He was mafkir only for the guy, and it works. Yes, the Nei Yehuda has the Magen Avraham shibud peshitas beis hillel that hefker to only one group is not hefker. Teretz is, as long as you're doing it in his presence, it would work. And that's going to be the same answer, the same idea, Raya, that he brings from Agamara. Okay. Again, the last point is Linya Halacha. The Ran brings that it's Machlokes Berachah Meshuv and Levi, and we take on like Meshuv and Levi, who says that Dvar Torah Afilu Pe'echad Havi Hefker. And why do they say three? Just in order to have Edus, it's Eitz Teva, but Menat Torah Hefker with one alone would be Hefker. That is how we Paskin Lemaisa. As I said, the Ran Hadron Halach Ein Ben Amudar Malzum. Let us start the fifth parak, Hashut. The fifth parak begins with a Mishnah that will carry it. Will be the whole three lines of Amud Beis, and of course, most of well, at least half of Amud Aleph for tomorrow's daf. We're just going to read the first case of the Mishnah and leave the rest for tomorrow. Hashutvin shenadru hanazem zeh. Two partners made a neder not to give benefit one to another. So in this case, they each made a neder that they're not going to benefit from each other. The Gemara is going to explain, look at the Mefarish, it's easier, the round is very long. The Mefarish Gemara, Ibn Nedrei, Ibn Adirei Mari. We keep always jumping back and forth because it doesn't really make that much of a difference in most scenarios. There's two ways to have that Reuven can't benefit from Shimon, and two ways to have that Shimon can't benefit from Reuven. Essentially, Reuven can make a nether, Shimon, you can't benefit from me, or Shimon can make a nether, I can't benefit from Reuven, and vice versa. So the Gemara is going to explain exactly what the case is, but the point is, the Hanukkah was in both directions. The Israel Hanukkah was Reuven can't have benefit from Shimon. Shimon cannot have enough benefit from Reuven, and their partners in a field. Hashutvim, their partners in a field. Now, before we read the next line of the Mishnah, Ketani point out the Ran speaks out. We're talking about a case where the field, really going to be the Gemara, doesn't have a shear chalukah. The field's not big enough to split it. So now, because the obvious eight says if two Hashutvim own a field together and they can't have an Hanukkah for another, so how are they going to live? So what do you do? They can't each benefit from the other one's field, so you split the field. Just split it. Yep. And if it was a field that had chalukah, that would be the simple etza. But we're talking about a field that doesn't have a sheikh chalukah. Doesn't mean a sheikh chalukah means enough that it'll be, when you split it, there'll be a substantial amount, da'al amas lezeh, and da'al amas lezeh. It doesn't have that sheer, and therefore you're not going to split it. So what happens? It says the Talakama, asur li kadis l'chatzer. It's usur, I was talking about a field, but same thing with the courtyard. It's usur for either to go into the chatzer. Why? Because they each can't get enough from each other, and by definition, each person owns half of every part of this field. They're not splitting it. So each one of them, so whenever I walk in the field, I'm walking on half of my area and half your area, and that's a problem. Says the Ran, of course, this is going once again, like the Shita was, so it's Drisus Regel. So why is I'm just going there by foot. Drisus Regel is something which persons don't even factor on. He he relinquishes for free. He's not makbid on. Still, we're going with the shita that Viter, a blessed shita from the last parak. We had multiple times in the last parak. Viter is aser b'moderna. This Tanakhama is going with the opinion that Viter is something you don't mean b'vater. When you mudra enough from each other, you can't even have that benefit. You can't even have the benefit of something which you don't, which people don't mean b'vater. You can't have that benefit either. That must be the mahalach in this Tanakhama. Each one could go into his own. Now, he doesn't say Vita Mutta B'moderna. He's not saying arguing that necessarily. He's saying, the way Ron explains, a holy new side. Each one's going into his own. How's it you're going into his own? We each own half. Every part of each piece, parcel of land is owned 50-50 by each one of us. Half. Teretz is, says the Ron, and there's a long Ron, there's a whole arichas about this. The Ron says that Elazar Yaakov is subscribing to the idea of Breira. He's subscribing to the Breira. And Breira says that wherever I'm standing at this moment belongs to me. Now, you could say, how's that going to work? Because Breira, what's the idea of Breira? Breira means that whatever happens at a later time will determine for us, and even retroactively, what was always in place the whole time, right? So if a person says, I'm a Kaddish, whichever girl was out of this house first, so whichever comes out first, I'm assuming they all agree, whichever comes out first, it's Huvra Adavar that for Shas, he made his declaration, that one that came out first was the one that he was destined to be married to. It's Huvra, it's revealed later about what was always going on. But over here, one partner is going to walk in the field, and another partner is going to walk in afterwards. They're going to make sure not to step on the same spot the other one steps, or in the chatzar. Of course, they're going to overstep each other. So how does Breira help? So the Ron explains further. The Breira here is not just a Breira in who owns which piece of land. It's in who owns which piece of land at which time. Remember, let's not forget, they're partners. The partnership could be, I have it from 9 in the morning to 10 in the morning, you have it from 10 to 11, I get it back from 11 to 12. That could be the partnership. It could be, I have it today, you have it tomorrow. So it's not just about which piece of land it is, it's what time you're on the land. That also Breira could determine. So as long as they're not standing on the same piece of land at the same time, it won't be a problem. That's the Maila, that's what Breira is going to help. That is how the Ron explains in Rav Elazar Miyake. Now the big part of the arichas of this Ron, we'll just end off with this, is the Ron brings up that we paskin like Avos Miyakov. Ran Kedarke throughout the Shul Masechta, Ofai speaks Pesach, and he passes Avos Miyakov. By the way, we have a Klal Shas, Mishas for Avos Miyakov is Kavanaki. We spoke at many times, Kavanaki, Kav means it's a measured amount, Kav is a Kav, Vanaki is very clean, and very crisp, that's why the Klal typically is, we do pass Avos Miyakov, there are some exceptions, but the general Klal is pass like him. And he pointed out always, from I think it's Rebbe Chanano, I should remember this by now, maybe it's Rebbe Gershom, that Kav is Gematria 102, and there's 102 members in Shas from Avos Miyakov. Fine. But says the Ron, here is what we pass on Avos Miyakov. Problem is, we take on as a general psak, when it comes to Breira, it's a big shaila, how we pass on the Breira, Yesh Breira, Ein Breira, we take on as a general psak, Haga, that we say, Yesh Breira by Durabanans, but Ein Breira by Duraisas. We say Yesh Breira by Durabanan, but Ein Breira by Duraisa. So how can we pass on Avos Miyakov and say that we're applying Breira over here, Nidarim is in Duraisa, it's not in Durabanan. We're saying Yesh Breira even by Duraisas, Lamaisa, asked the Ron, how do we say that? L'chair, we paskin, that we only say Yishper B'dar Abanans, we don't say Yishper B'daraisas, and here we have to be saying Yishper L'kula by Daraisa, that is Arichas, brings multiple different Malchim. He wants to say that it's not Mamish regular Breira here, but there's a few Malchim more in the Ron. That's a big part of the discussion over here on this Ron. The mission will continue with other cases with the Shutzim and what they could do. But let's just read the next five words, top of Amud Aleph, and that'll be then we'll leave the next case for Matzah Shabbos. Ushneim, top line of Mevav and Alf, Shneim Asurim Lahamed, Rechayim Etaner, Ulegat Tanagilim. However, even Rebbe Elazar Miyakov agrees that both of the partners are Asur to put, to install over there, a Rechayim, a mill, Taner, an oven, or to raise Tanagilim in this place. Right? Both agree that to put something up more of a permanent type of usage, right, more of a permanent type of usage, is going to be a problem. Now, the Ron, if you jump at the Ron is about 15 lines down from the top of the page over here. Shneim asurim, the afakav din v'cheskabatim, shutfin ahamada kedi lekapti. Even though we say that in cheskabatim, babasra, shutfin are not makbin on putting something down in the chutz or in the field, mekamakim, ikapti chalakav zazeh. If they are makbin, they could be makiv. If they are makbin, meaning the standard is shutfin are makbin one another. But if they would be makbin, you'd have grounds to say, take your structure out of the field, out of the chutzar. I don't want it here. If you are makbin, you can say that. They typically don't, but you can. And therefore, mekom makom ikap tichon lakav zelzeh. And therefore, if afa bishadakar levater, vita asab madana. Again, once again, this idea. Even though people normally are levater, they normally allow it and then I'm makbin, since he has the ability to stop it, not stopping it is giving hana. it's a vitur. Even though vitur itself is not really giving something because it's normal, it's still considered, we go with the opinion, like Rabbi Elazar again says the Ran, that vitur is asur b'madarna, and therefore, even if they're both going to allow each other, it's a problem, because allowing each other is, even if something they've been mevater, is still considered to an extent giving anah, and therefore it's prohibited. Have a wonderful Shabbos, and pick it up, Mitzvah, on Matzah Shabbos.